أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 20 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. Some few verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about his covenant and his pledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken with the Bani Israel. In that pledge, Allah ta'ala said, Inni ma'akum, certainly I am with you. In other words, my nusrat, my help will always be with you. Lain aqamtum as-salah, that if you perform your salah and you give your zakah and you give Allah ta'ala a loan, and together with that, you bring iman in the Rasuls, in the Anbiya, and you are of help to them. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins another aspect with regards to the Bani Israel, how they did not fulfill the covenant of Allah ta'ala, the pledge to Allah ta'ala, and how they were disobedient to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And as a prelude to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the address of Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to his people, to the Bani Israel. This address was after the time when they were in slavery of Fir'aun. Total period, according to the author of Qasasul Quran, was about 4 centuries of slavery. Totally, the Bani Israel were at the hands of Fir'aun, the different rulers of Egypt. After 4 centuries of slavery at the hands of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala freed the Bani Israel. Then secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala freed them miraculously, that the waters had opened up different paths, they were able to come through the waters. Thirdly, they had seen Fir'aun with their own eyes. They had seen him drown, they had seen him being destroyed. And it was then that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to give them the sovereignty of the earth. Allah ta'ala wanted to give them dominion. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wanted them to make jihad and also sacrifice for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the prelude to all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to now give the command to the Bani Israel. And hence Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam begins now with this command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very eloquent manner. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says to the Bani Israel, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ. And remember when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam said to his people here, the Bani Israel, Ya Qawm, O my people, Udhkuru ni'mat Allahi alaykum. Remember the ni'mat, remember the boon, the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. Here two particular favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are mentioned, and then in general the favor of Allah ta'ala is mentioned. Idh ja'ala fikum anbiya'a. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elected, Allah ta'ala appointed, Allah ta'ala selected between you, amongst you, in you, Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Two lines of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. One from Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, right up to Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. There was a continuous flow of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that had come to the Bani Israel, and in that it was a great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One was a Nabi had come for guidance. Secondly, just the very existence of a Nabi. We would cherish a pious personality in our midst. Here, this is not a wali of Allah, this is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if perchance that Nabi was not charged with the function and the duty of guiding the people, just his very existence being amongst the people is a great ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. But these Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam had guided the people. And then of course, like we discussed yesterday, from Musa alayhi salatu wassalam going right up to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wassalam was the second succession of Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. We discussed about 1000 thousand nabis was sent to the Bani Israel. So is ja'ala fikum anbiya, this great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, that Allah Ta'ala had chosen nubuwat amongst you, O Bani Israel, amongst your people. This is a ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that can never be forgotten and can never be given up at all. Secondly, waja'alakum muluka, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had made you sovereigns. Allah Ta'ala had made you kings. Now here is ja'ala fikum anbiya. The anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam were appointed amongst you, but as far as kingdom, sovereignty, dominion, you were made the kings. Two ways to understand it is this, that the kings were selected by the people, the rulers were chosen by the people, and in this way they ruled the people for the people. In other words, it was democratic, and hence the kings also were yours. In other words, you ruled because you had appointed. And here one important aspect is this, that when you have nubuwat in your hands, when you have nubuwat amongst you, then you have the spiritual guidance, and then of course the authority, the material rule and sovereign rule of the world that will be implemented now by the government of the time. What more would a community want that the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala instructs, and on the other side the ruling people will now implement the instruction of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. This is Nurun Ala Nur, and this will be a life that a person would cherish, that in both aspects a person's life is complete and continues to be in the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The other way of understanding it, according to some commentators, waja'alakum muluka, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given you pockets of status. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had given some of you wealth. Then you had in your ownership, you had slaves, you had people working under you, and in different ways you people had some kind of dominion, you people had some kind of rule over the people. So this was also a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and if we take the second explanation, then you and I also will fall into that class, that we have families, we have children, we have employees, we have employers, we have all of that, and in this way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has given us some form of dominion, some form of status, and it is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and of course we have to rule according to the command of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Wa ataakum ma lam yu'ti ahadam min al-alamin, and Allah Ta'ala had granted you such favors that Allah had not given to the people of the world, to the people of the world at that particular time, to the exclusion of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This ummah was kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Allah Ta'ala had bestowed the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam favors that Allah Ta'ala had not bestowed upon any other. So here it was the people of that particular time. Most of the commentators say here Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the fact that after slavery Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala freed you. You were then given the freedom. You were able to pass through the waters. You had seen Fir'aun drown, and now the favor of Allah Ta'ala was that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wished that you go back to your people, wished to go back to your land, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wished that now you gain sovereignty and you rule according to the commandment of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.